This time, the teacher is going to read the story more clearly for you. The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid lives with her five sisters and her father, the King of the Sea. Today she is 15, and she can go to see the world above the sea for the first time. She sees mountains, the sky, the sun, and many wonderful new things. She loves this new world. She sees a handsome prince on a ship. She falls in love. A storm comes, and the prince falls into the sea. The Little Mermaid saves him and takes him to a temple. Maybe he won't like me because I'm not human, she thinks. The Little Mermaid goes back into the sea. The prince never sees her. A girl finds the prince. The prince thanks the girl for helping him. The sea witch gives the Little Mermaid a potion to give her legs. Now she can walk and dance. But the sea witch takes her voice. Now the Little Mermaid cannot speak. The sea witch says, "You must kiss and marry the prince to be human, or you will die." The Little Mermaid meets the prince, and he falls in love with her. She dances with the prince, but her feet hurt. The prince likes the Little Mermaid, but he is sad. "My father says I must marry a princess," says the prince. "But I don't know her. I want to marry the girl from the temple. I'm here because of her." The Little Mermaid cannot speak and tell the prince about taking him to the temple. She is very sad. But the princess is the girl from the temple, and so they marry. The Little Mermaid now knows she will die. She watches the prince and princess sleep. Her sisters come and say, "Use this knife and kill the prince. Then you will be a mermaid again." The Little Mermaid thinks, "I cannot kill the prince. I love him." The Little Mermaid jumps in the sea. No one sees her again.